At the 7th annual Liars Contest in Stanton over the weekend, Ben Yoder of Stewart's Draft stood before a crowd of about 70, mostly more mature adults, and told the story about once having to clear out the contents of a spooky house for auction.
For over 25 years, I have chosen auctions as my primary source of income.
The germ of competitors' stories, there were 7 competitors in all, is supposed to be rooted in truth. But it's a liar's contest, so you're expected to embellish details. In Yoder's story, that probably was the bit about encountering a levitating coffin in the basement of the spooky house. The coffin, he said, chased him throughout the house and into the bathroom, where Yoder grabbed a bottle off the counter and threw it.
Finally, when I gathered the nerve, I stepped up towards the coffin, and then I saw it. The bottle was a bottle of NyQuil, and right on the side of the bottle, it said, "It stops the coffin."
Why compete for storytelling? Well, when you think about it, telling a good story that holds the audience's attention for 8 full minutes is no easy feat. You've got to think about plot, pacing, vocal inflection, suspense, humor. Think about all the times you've listened to stories that made your eyes glaze over, while a more gifted teller would have you on the edge of your seat. Good storytelling is a craft, an art. It's 8 minutes of theater. Here's competition organizer Joan Swift.
It's like a book. You have to prepare and you have to edit.
Swift is a member of the Virginia Storytelling Alliance, which co-sponsored the event. They hold storytelling events throughout the state.
Storytelling has its own little following. It's been around since the beginning of time. A fairy tale, for instance. I mean, why have fairy tales been told all these years?
It's because, she says, they have strong storylines. Lisa Thompson of Salem told a tale about encountering shotgun-carrying hooligans in the mountains.
Uh-oh. Somebody said something that somebody didn't like. They're going to have a fight out there. I can hear it a-brewing.
Thompson says she didn't start storytelling until the age of 50.
And I pull from reality of my life, and I always find at the end of my thoughts, there's always a twist in the learning of the lesson in which I was speaking.
Charlie Statzer, an engineer from Floyd County, spent 2 months writing and refining his tall tale about a poor boy who became the first millionaire of Franklin County.
Now, when Snuffy graduated from 6th grade, he was 18 years old.
To get into character, Statzer wore bib overalls and laid on a thick accent.
Plus, taking a teeth out helps a lot, too.
Yeah, he removed his false teeth for his performance. Hey, whatever it takes to get into character.
To me, I felt relationship with the audience and things just started flowing. That's the difference between a good speaker and somebody that's not a good speaker. If they fear the audience, they're not going to be a good speaker.
Virginia Storytelling Alliance president Gail Turner was one of 4 judges. After all 7 stories had concluded, the judges convened to another room to evaluate the tales by audience engagement, structure, wit, and brevity. Turner is really into storytelling.
Oh my God, it's the currency of humanity.
The judge's conclusion? Charlie Statzer and his bib overalls took 2nd place. And 1st place? That went to Ben Yoder for his Stop the Coffin NyQuil Whopper. That lucky liar, he walked away with $100, a golden shovel, and a big bag of manure.
Being an auctioneer has helped me a lot with relating to audiences, getting feedback from audiences, watching their reaction, and then playing off of those reactions.
The Virginia Storytelling Alliance plans to have another event sometime in August. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.